QuickSurf Internet Media presents The Geekinator, talking about all things tech and geek. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everyone, how's it going? I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at QuickSurf Internet Media. The Geekinator is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I know it's been a while since I've produced an episode specifically for The Geekinator, and so I'd like to take a few moments to bring everybody up to date on what's going on. If you subscribe to The Geekinator or Today's Tech News, you'll also be getting this because this is a general system-wide status update of what's happening. And with that, back in February for a few months, I was unemployed. And so I started Today's Tech News and was only doing Linux Newslog and Today's Tech News, which was a daily technology show. Well, I had plenty of time to do it because I was unemployed. And, you know, I figured, well, if I can ramp the audience up enough, you know, I might be able to, you know, long-term turn this actually into a profitable thing. Well, at the same time, I was also looking for work because, you know, funny guy, I got bills to pay and food to buy and, you know, all that other stuff that goes along with having, you know, a life, regardless of whether or not you're employed. And so, I found a job and started the job, and immediately it became apparent that I could not keep doing Today's Tech News. There just simply was not enough hours in the day. So I kept doing it until the end of the last advertising quarter. And after that, I was just like, I can't keep it up. I can't do a show like that every day. I just don't have that time commitment. However, I still want to do a technology news show that's not Linux specific. All this whole time, I've been doing Linux Newslog. And as a result, because I wanted to make The Geekinator a video only show, and I've got, you know, subscription links for, you know, video and audio portions for The Geekinator. I also, even though I was unemployed, doing a daily tech news show plus Linux Newslog, didn't really have a lot of time to do anything really video only for The Geekinator. So now that I've had the job I have now for a few months and things are starting to even out, I'm going to make another, yet I know things are changing, yet another executive decision. Linux Newslog is staying. When I actually publish it will probably vary, but I will generally try to do it either Sunday night or Monday night when I record it, either one of those two, Sunday or Monday evening. Maybe Tuesday evening, if I think there's a release or something that's going to happen, I might delay it. And other than that, one of those three evenings, you can expect Linux Newslog, depending on my schedule. Unfortunately, because of my new job, I have to take a support phone. I can't just say this is when I do the show and that's it, and there's no negotiation. If something happens, unfortunately, duty calls, and I have to deal with work first. So depending on how much, you know, how busy my support schedule is for my job, it'll be one of those 3 days. In addition to that, Today's Tech News, I am taking all of those episodes and pushing them over to the Geekinator's feed. All of the feed redirects or all of the feeds for Today's Tech News is also being redirected to the Geekinator's feed. So if you are subscribed to Today's Tech News as of this episode that I'm giving to you now, you are also officially subscribed to the Geekinator podcast. Now, you should automatically be redirected over. If not, I would encourage you to visit us at quicksurf.com. Tech.quicksurf.com is going to go away. It's going to be redirected to quicksurf.com. for the Geekinator, and the feeds will be redirected. If you don't trust your redirection, by all means, go to quickshrift.com, go to the latest episode of the Geekinator, subscribe to the feed that you want. I have an iPod feed, an HD feed, which is 720p at 30 frames per second, and I have an MP3 feed. Now, I'm keeping those three subscription feeds for a reason, even though the plan is for a weekly Geekinator show, which is what I'm planning to do, is a weekly tech news show. I will primarily be producing those as just MP3s because it doesn't make sense to do a talking head video unless I can bring something special to it. So on a weekly basis, all three of those feeds will get an MP3 enclosure dropped into them. And so even though you're subscribed to the iPod feed, for the most part, you're going to get MP3s. But I do plan to do special video-only episodes, probably about once a month, how-tos, tips. If there's something video-wise I go, oh, that's totally awesome, I want to throw that up there, that's what those feeds are for. So if you want the videos, subscribe to the iPod or the HD version. And when I do actually produce videos for those special occasions, you'll get the video. If you're subscribed to the MP3, you will get the MP3 version of that video, basically all the audio without the video. So feel free to change your subscription. The Today's Tech News feed is going to redirect to the MP3 feed. If you want the video, I would recommend that you unsubscribe, go to quickshrift.com, subscribe to the iPod or the HD video feed, and then on those occasions when I do actually post videos, and I do plan to post videos, just I can't do it every week, you will get the videos. And so the videos are, you know, going to be very geeky along the veins of Geekinator. If I found something cool, or if I'm going to a special event like the Blog World New Media Expo or something that it, you know, would be germane to that, that's where those will be posted. So if you want those, subscribe to the iPod or the HD feed. If you don't, then subscribe to the MP3 feed. So with that all being said, well, I'm boiling it down to just two shows, Linux News Log and the Geekinator. Today's tech news is going to be redirected to the Geekinator. For the for Linux News Log, it's going to remain audio only. You're not going to get iPod or HD video from the Geekinator. It's literally a straight up news show. By and large, or for Linux News Log, by and large, the Geekinator will be an audio only news show, but I will post special videos and those will show up in the iPod and HD feeds as videos. So with that being said, if you have any questions, shoot me an email. Geekinator at quickshrift.com, I believe, still works. I'll double check that before this goes live. And also visit us online, quicksurf.com. You can follow me over at twitter.com/Adrian_Bacon. I also have Google Plus. You can find me online over at Google Plus. If you want an invite, let me know. Just shoot me an email and I will send an invite out to you. With that, I think let's go ahead and get into the episodes the stories for this episode. The first story that we have here is from Bloomberg Businessweek. Apple is considering a Hulu bid. Apparently, they are in talks to potentially bid for video streaming service Hulu, according to a person close to the situation. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because they are not authorized to talk about the matter. Golly, I wonder why. An acquisition of Hulu could bolster Apple's iTunes store, which provides videos users can rent or buy and help it compete with Netflix. Hulu offers a subscription streaming service. It also brings in revenue from ads that accompany content it streams to users free of charge. So I'm a huge fan of Hulu. I'm also a huge fan of iTunes, so this will be interesting to see what comes of it. From PCMag.com, there's a pretty interesting story here. Will you ditch Facebook for Google+? Myself personally, I'm seriously considering it. The comparison between Google Plus and Facebook is unavoidable. The two companies haven't always been the best of friends, and Google arguably launched its new social network as a direct challenge to Facebook. It's still early, but Google Plus seems to have been well received thus far. Yeah, Google Plus rocks. Facebook, not so much. Google CEO Larry Page said last week that Google Plus has already added 10 million users. It's now up to 20 million. Who share about a billion items on the site each day. Yeah. Ancestry.com founder Paul Allen estimates that the number of users has climbed to 18 million this week. They've actually, again, released official estimates of about 20 million. Comscore said yesterday, and this is yesterday as in Friday, because today is Saturday, that Google Plus's user base had climbed to $20 million users. Now, Facebook has about 750 million users, and in 1 month, Google Plus went to 20 million or so users. So, it'll be interesting to see how quickly it climbs. I like it a lot better than Facebook. Their mobile site sucks. They need to get an app for iOS devices. They do already have an app for Android devices. And again, it's still invite only. So if you want an invitation, shoot me an email, geekinator at quicksurf.com. I will be more than happy to forward an invite on to you. And with that, let's go ahead and talk about the next story. From the Washington Post with Bloomberg Business over at WashingtonPost.com, Samsung Nexus S for AT&T to hit Best Buy on July 24th for $99. Wow. So AT&T customers are finally getting a Samsung Nexus S that plays friendly with the right 3G frequencies beginning July 24th. We are recording this July 23rd. So by the time you're listening to this, it is probably already a done deal. You can get it for $99 with a 2-year contract. Pretty interesting stuff. From RCR Wireless in the Silicon Valley, Google buys facial recognition firm despite privacy concerns, even after publicly declaring on several occasions that it had no interest in facial recognition. Google has gone out and bought itself a, yes, facial recognition software company by the name of PitPat. Pittsburgh-based PitPat, which emerged from Carnegie Mellon University's Robotics Institute, has all the algorithms needed to identify your little punim and is even able to track the motion of faces on video. That's scary. At Google, computer vision technology is already at the core of many existing products such as Image Search, YouTube, Picasa, and Goggles, so it's a natural fit to join Google and bring the benefits of our research and technology to a wider audience, said a notice on the PitPat site. I have mixed feelings about that. I really do. From the Los Angeles Times in their business section, business technology section, a look at Mac OS X Lion, Launchpad, Mission Control, and more new features. Now, this past week, Apple has released the new version of Lion. They've also released a new MacBook Air plus a new Mac Mini, which I find very enticing, plus a new display plus OS X Lion. Amazing. Anyway, so this is a first look at OS X Lion. Pretty awesome. Check it out. From Slash Gear, there's a review up of the Toshiba Thrive. It's a tablet. The review starts off, the Toshiba Thrive isn't a sexy tablet. It's plump, homely, and a little bit awkward, and although smart and supportive, you won't be showing it off much to your buddies. If you're reading this review, you probably already know that. You're considering the Toshiba Thrive because you see past a pretty exterior and light, slender body. You want great specs inside, a good clean install of Android 3.1 honeycomb, ample full-sized ports, and a swappable battery, among other unique features. Pretty awesome. Check it out. If you're in the market and you want a nice tablet, that's the one to get. From USA Today, the HTC Status delivers instant Facebook access. Again, kind of scary. I've been really down on Facebook for a while now. The social network has ballooned to more than 750 million users, and the amount of data shared each day on the social network is growing exponentially, CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said. But phone maker HTC is looking to make all this even easier with the Status, the first phone built around Facebook and the first to feature a dedicated Facebook button. The Android-based Status, first released in Europe under the name Cha-Cha, was released Sunday in the U.S. and is available for $50 from AT&T with a two-year contract. HTC calls the Facebook button on the front context-aware, which means it will pulse with light to when the phone thinks you're doing something that could be shared on Facebook, such as reading a news article online or taking a photo. So, again, I think that's kind of scary. From Digital Trends, the Winklevoss twins lose in court yet again. For those of you who don't know, the Winklevoss twins are the guys who keep suing Facebook because they say Facebook is their idea. Earlier today, U.S. District Judge Douglas Woodlock in Boston dismissed a motion filed last month by the Winklevoss twins and Divya Narendra that claimed Facebook suppressed evidence during the first lawsuit brought by the brothers. The original lawsuit was dropped after the three men settled out of court for $65 million. As Facebook has estimated it being worth more than $100 billion today, the Winklevoss twins claim that they are owed more money based on the current valuation. Oh, please, give it up. You had your day in court. You got your 65 mil. Are you greedy or something? Go get another good idea. Ugh. Can't stand people who just won't give stuff like that up. It's like you already had your day in court. It's already been decided. Just go. Anyway, that will do it for this episode of the Geekinator podcast. As always, you can find everything we've talked about online in our show notes over at quicksurf.com. Do feel free to subscribe to the show. Again, if you are a subscriber of today's tech news, you should automatically get redirected. But if you'd like, go ahead and head on over to quicksurf.com and subscribe to the show there. You can shoot me an email, geekinator@quicksurf.com. You can follow me online at twitter.com/Adrian_Bacon and also Google+. So feel free to do that if you'd like to. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.